Two men, two burgers, some beer. It's the Montreal Burger Report with Chris Zeke Hand and Rick E. Coli Edelstein.
Cheeseburger in paradise, medium rare with mustard be nice. Heaven on earth with an onion slice. I'm just a cheeseburger in paradise.
Good day and welcome to episode 75. Montreal Burger Report. In today's episode, our heroes, Chris Zeke Hand and Rick Nicolai Edelstein, analyze the burgers at Auberge du Dragon Rouge to death.
I'm not dead!
I like mine with lettuce and tomato, Heinz 57 and French fried potatoes, big kosher pickle and a cold draft beer.
Well, yeah, I want to know how 2 1/3 pound patties adds up to half a pound burger. Or do they have two sizes of patties?
I'll bet you a buck. Mm-hmm. If you ordered the 1 pound, it'd be 3 1/3 pound patties. So theoretically,
the bargain is the half pounder.
The half pound should, well, no, not necessarily a bargain. It's probably the charge accordingly, right? But I'll bet you anything, it was easier to explain than a sixth of a pound. It'll be 3/5 of a pound burger. That doesn't fly as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. If you had hamburgers for dinner last night and hamburgers for lunch,
what's wrong with that?
Nothing.
You know what I had for breakfast?
What'd you have for breakfast?
My son. I had an Elvis.
An Elvis? Elvis burger?
I'm a hungry man.
Peanut butter, bacon, banana, and whole wheat. The 1 pound is 3 patties?
No, it's a big
one. Oh, it's a...
Alors, dans la cuisine, il y a actuellement 3 formes de galette. Okay. Parce qu'on a discuté, parce que la mienne était 2 galettes. Le sien, 1 galette, et moi je pense, oh, peut-être moi c'est actuellement 2/3 d'un livre. Mais. Ok. Ok. Oui. Non. Non. Oui, c'est terminé.
So, beef to bun ratio. I think that highly matters.
Yeah, it's way too much bun, not enough beef.
Where's the beef?
Yeah, the Portuguese buns are a bit too big for what they're doing.
Maybe they could use better the buns that they use in Slovenia, which are smaller buns.
See? H-I-G-N-O-N. Chignon. That is a fancy French way of saying bun.
This is a griddle cooked, clearly.
Although it had a very nice crust on it. That could be it as well. Given that it is, to my mind...
This one had a good crust. The other one was great.
No, and it is given that, when you do have an overcooked burger, an awful lot of it just becomes textures.
Yeah.
When you have a good crust...
Yeah.
Then at which point that goes along.
It obfuscates a lot of other
stuff. It goes along to making it a lot more enjoyable.
Crumble factor, I'd say this burger was very similar in the way it was handled. It was obviously pressed when it was packed by hand. Mm-hmm. And it was a handmade burger, that's for sure. It wasn't a frozen burger. And it may have been squished on the griddle because it was very dry.
Yes.
So, eating the meat, it was very coarse.
Yeah.
Which isn't a bad thing,
coarse,
but it's overcooked.
But it's crumbled and nothing fell out at all.
Yeah. Good crust, as you said. That was definitely Chuck.
Chucky.
Yeah.
Coarse grind.
Mm-hmm.
Structural integrity?
None whatsoever.
What do you mean?
Mine was
falling
apart.
Well, the burger or the meat itself?
The whole sandwich.
Oh, yeah. It depends. I mean, you had two burgers and a lot of other stuff, so clearly. There you go. Coffee served in a glass.
Yes.
That's major points.
Mm-hmm. Nah, it's for what I would consider, C+, B- food. Slightly better than mediocre.
I'd say B-.
Mm-hmm. But it's still a very enjoyable place.
Yeah, no. Definitely. I mean, I would almost be intrigued to come back here and try something else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the potatoes were... I'm not going to keep going out of it. They were very, very well done.
And that's actually another thing with comparing it to... And this is how...
But can you imagine a poutine made with potatoes? That'd be like Mondo poutine.
You'd have to get something where your brown sauce is almost...
No, a demi-glace.
No, but you'd need something that was almost like Jell-O in consistency.
Yeah, you want a very rich sauce.
Yeah, and you want it really, really thick so that it...
Smooth and creamy Jell-O pudding.
Imagine if you did a poutine with those fries. That'd be a meal for two.
Yeah. Two for a week.
Wow.
Should get the menu back. I bet you they do have a poutine.
I wonder if they do.
Mm-hmm.
How many seats? Well, that comes down to, the question comes down to, probably fit, 40, 50 people out there?
Yeah,
and then inside you can do another 60. So it's really seasonal. In the summer, I'll bet you anything. You're not going to say 110 in the summer because everybody's probably on the terrace.
Yes,
except when it rains, right?
I also imagine they don't
roll over.
I imagine they have no turnover. In terms of here, it's each table did one setting for lunch.
Well, we showed up at once.
And there were lots of tables available.
When we got here, there was only a few of us and a couple of them on the side of this restaurant.
You're entitled to your opinion.
They have a good rollover. they have a good, good client base. Service was reasonable for a made-to-order burger.
Yes. That also
is... It's not 7 minute five guy.
No, it's also... it was probably about 15, 20 minutes to get the burger.
And the length of time to beer was instant.
She knew what was important, and all the follow-up beers as well. That also could be another reason why I enjoy the place. I had three beers. So the service was different here, in terms of even though the guy at the pickup was nice, he was a nice guy, but there was no sort of interaction. It was he recognized that he was just there as sort of almost a robot. Facilitator. B-minus food made better by everything else. The terrace with the trees.
Somebody cares about how this stuff is served, right? You come down to it, you can actually say, the pickup was, here the utility. Here's your burger, here's your potatoes, here's your sandwich, right? Here's your cookie, here's your coffee. The coffee cups over at the pickup were very pretty. But here, somebody's focus is on presentation, right? So that was a bit more of a...
Yeah, they train the staff, and I bet you they pay them slightly better just because I can't imagine having to wear that sort of stuff and not being paid better than minimum wage. Est-ce qu'on peut avoir l'édition? I got.
Why?
This is the Burger Report. As long as you're calling it my blog, it's our blog.
One second. Steve, Zeke paid for the damn burgers.
Who's Steve?
Steve Nault.
Okay.
Steve Nault is very curious about the Burger Report.
Do you have any desire to talk to any of the staff, the kitchen staff?
It'll be interesting. I'd like to, I'll bet you, first off, here's my prediction. Burger's not ground here. They have it ground elsewhere. That's easy. Bun is standard Portuguese.
Mm-hmm. And just follow
griddle. Oil.
Yeah.
Vegetable oil. Mm-hmm. Vegetable oil or peanut oil?
Merci beaucoup.
Est-ce que c'est dans le huile de peanut, vegetable, or the... vegetable, that's what I thought. I'll see. Okay. All right. So that's it for Auberge de Dragon Rouge.
Mm-hmm.
We've done it. So how many more we have to go? We only have... that's good. We only have 212 more places to hit.
No, the ones that have been done are still counted as numbers.
Oh, I'm sorry. 200 and...
About 205.
205. Sorry about that.
Thank you very much for listening to episode 75 of the Montreal Burger Report, where Zeke and E. coli measured the beef-to-bun ratio, the crumble factor, verified the burger integrity at Auberge du Dragon Rouge. Is there anything left to say about the burgers at the Auberge? Where will our heroes get their next burger fix? And how many beers will it take to make Zeke happy next time? Find the answer to these and other questions 7 days from now in episode 76 of the Montreal Burger Report. Same burger time, same burger channel.
Holy Cinderella!
Auberge du Dragon Rouge is located at 8870 La Jeunesse. Their phone number is 514-858-5711. The website is oyez.ca, and they are open 7 days a week from 11:30 in the morning to 10 o'clock at night, except on Saturdays and Sundays when they open early for brunch. In a nutshell, the Montreal Burger Report is My Dinner with Andre meets Rocky and Bullwinkle at Au Pied de Cochon. It is a radio show and podcast where Zeke and E. coli go out and have a couple of burgers, some beer, and talk about them and to the people who make them. There is a new episode available every Wednesday morning at montrealburgers.blogspot.com and on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. If you would like to write to us, our email address is montrealburgers@gmail.com. The Montreal Burger Report is your source for the most in-depth and comprehensive coverage about hamburgers, cheeseburgers, both with and without bacon, in Montreal. This episode of the Montreal Burger Report was written and produced by Chris Zekand. We would like graciously to thank CKUT for their support, Jimmy Buffett, and Focus for the music, John Custodio for his voice, and you for listening.